We welcome you inside the studio. Dave Spadaro, joined by former Eagles Pro Bowl, All-Pro, member of the team's Hall of Fame, wide receiver Mike Quick. Now the color analyst on the Eagles Radio Network, but you need no introduction. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
The season's on the right track, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, coming into this season, if you would say that this team is going to be at 5-5 after 10 games, I think most of us would have been very happy with that. But I tell you what, I'm most optimistic about what this team has done personnel-wise, in the way the offense is progressing, guys picking it up. And you can see the confidence in guys now in this system, both on the offensive side of the ball and the defensive side of the ball. Guys are confident. A lot of times guys are making plays, but it doesn't end up on the stat sheet, but they're making plays so that their guy can make a play. And that's big. That's big. And that's good team defense.
You know, Mike, I think one of my objectives at the beginning of the season here was to emerge from the season. We don't know where it's going to go. Hopefully the Eagles win the NFC East. We don't know that. But to see at the end of the season that there was a young core of talented players that you could grow with and build with. And that's what Andy Reid did. And that's why the Eagles won so many games for so many years. And I'm starting to really see it. Young defensive linemen coming through. Lane Johnson playing very well. These draft classes from 12 and 13 are really stepping up.
Well, if you look especially at the defensive line, there's a lot of young talent there, and it's young. They're very young guys, but they're very dynamic. They're playing excellent. And Billy Davis is able to move them up and down that defensive line, put them in different positions, and they seem to be doing well. You know, Benny Logan, I think, is a great talent, a great find. And how do you – Damian Square, how does no one draft Damian Square? Looking at the talent that he brings, and now Vinny Curry starting to get more snaps, and it seems like the more snaps Vinny Curry gets, the more productive he becomes.
Yeah, and there's certainly some holes here, and as you look big picture, there's still some pieces to add. But sure. Eagles right in the thick of things in the NFC East with the Washington Redskins coming to town on Sunday, and a great challenge for Bill Davis and his defense. Mike, I'm not sure there's a more balanced team that the Eagles will face than what the Washington Redskins offense is right now.
You know, I looked at the last game that the Redskins played, and it was almost 50-50 in terms of run-to-pass ratio. They've got an outstanding run game and maybe the best run game that this team is going to face this year, especially now with their quarterback healthy. Alfred Morris on pace to do what he did last year as a rookie. Just an outstanding runner, good downhill runner. He's able to make moves and get by people. But I think the health of their quarterback, RG3, is really what's made this offense really start to take off. And then you look at the rookie tight end that they have. He does an outstanding job, Jordan Reed, and creating matchup problems for all defenses.
I wonder about the psyche of the Redskins, Mike. After losing that week one game, national television, everybody raving about the Eagles, does it stick in your craw for a while? This game really means something to Washington, just from a revenge standpoint?
I completely agree that this is a type of game that they look at, and they feel like they were really embarrassed in that very first game. So this is truly a revenge game for the Washington Redskins. And as I said, they're healthier. But defensively, I don't know if they're going to be able to match wits with this offense that the Eagles will put on the field on Sunday.
It is not Michael Vick at quarterback now. It is Nick Foles. So what are you making of the Nick Foles performance and 16 TDs, zero interceptions in the season?
I think he's been fortunate in some plays where teams didn't make the right play on the football, but I think he's been very good in his decision-making. And the way they're spreading the ball around, getting different people involved, and the way Riley Cooper, you know, the way he's played in the past couple of games, it takes away that two deep coverage or two people covering DeSean Jackson all the time. But Riley Cooper and what he's been able to do opens up this offense for everyone else and for teams to play honestly on everyone else.
Tell me what Riley Cooper is. What he is not a speed merchant. Tell me why he has been, from a wide receiver standpoint, analyze this, why he's been so successful.
He's a football player. You know, if you ask him to block, he's going to be solid in blocking. If you ask him to go out and catch the ball, he's going to catch the ball. He has a big body, and that's always a plus in this league. But he also I think he's a football player who wants to be just a team guy, wants to do whatever it takes for the team to win, and that's really important.
He seems like he boxes out so well. He's getting the rebound. I mean, he really his body is too big for cornerbacks.
He's a big body, and if you get him down in the red zone and you match him up against some of these average-sized cornerbacks, Riley Cooper's going to win most times. That's a good matchup for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, it's a big one on Sunday. The Eagles hosting the Washington Redskins. Mike Quick, thank you. Have a great broadcast always with Merrill. And thanks for joining us here in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.